Good morning. Now, what do you notice that's different about being gathered together this morning up here?
Pastor Jeff is sitting over there.
Yeah, Pastor Jeff's sitting over there. Pastor Jeff is in the bullpen. We're only going to bring him in if things really go bad. You're right. I'm Pastor Tim. It's nice to meet all of you, and it's wonderful to be here worshiping with your church. Like Pastor Jeff, I've been a pastor for a long time. And I served most of the time that I've been a pastor. I have been a pastor in congregations very much like yours. But a couple of years ago, the bishop invited me to do something else. And he asked me if I would consider going around helping all the congregations in our synod, there are about 117 of them, dreaming God's dream for our ministries. We as our church thought that might be a good idea to have someone that goes out and visits and shares God's love and helps congregations think about what God is calling us to do and to be. So I've been doing that. And what that means is that I get to come to really cool churches like yours and meet really wonderful kids like you and spend some time with you. So it's great to be here with you. Have you ever forgotten something really important? Did you ever go to school and maybe forget that you had a test that day?
No, I forgot that I forgot my homework.
Forgot your homework? Oh, that's a classic. It happens, right? The other day, you forgot what?
I forgot my reading.
Your reading log, yeah. See, sometimes we forget stuff that's really pretty important. The other day, I was looking forward to going and having a lunch meeting with another pastor to talk about a dream for starting a brand new church. And I was really excited about it, not only because of that, but because my wife got a really cool convertible. And it was a sunny day in Southern California. And after lunch, I was going to drive along the coast highway with this top down and really enjoy the sunshine. And then in that morning, I looked in my calendar and I thought, oh no, I have a meeting that I need to be in all afternoon long inside with the bosses at Churchwide. And so I missed out, but I'm really glad that I got that I remembered that, because that was a really important meeting, and I would have kind of been in a little trouble if I would have forgotten about it. A little trouble, right? You know, sometimes we forget other things that are really important. Sometimes life becomes really hard, and we forget how much God loves us, and that God is walking with us always, and that we are God's beloved children. Sometimes we forget that God calls us. Now, in our Bible reading that you heard just a minute ago, God or Jesus was walking along and he saw some fishermen and he said to them, come and follow me and we're going to fish for people instead. Mm-hmm. He called them to go with him to do what God wanted them to do. And the cool thing is that story is in our Bible to remind us that not only were those fishermen called to serve God, but we've all been called to serve God. And you know where we really hear that, the first time we hear that? Is when we are baptized. But sometimes we think, oh, there's nothing all that special about me. God really didn't call me. God doesn't want me to do anything special. And it's not true. So part of the reason that we come to church every Sunday, I know you say, oh, I got to get up and go to church every Sunday. But part of the reason you come is so you can be reminded that you are God's beloved children, that he loves you and he's never going to let you go, and that he has called you. There's something special about each and every one of us. There's no one else like us. And God wants us to take those special things that we call gifts about us and use them to love and serve him and bless God's world. So we need to be reminded about that. And you know what? This congregation needs to be reminded about that. So let me ask you something. Are you up to help me out to do something? Something just a little bit messy?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, meet me at the baptism font. Come on to the back. Come on. Don't be bashful. All right. So first, I want you to remind yourselves. I want you to come and dip your hand in the water. All right, everybody, dip it in there. Don't be bashful. Come on, come on over. You want? We can give you a boost if you need. Make room so he can reach the water too. Can you reach?
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah, it's a little cold. Put your hand in the water. Go ahead, dip it right in there. Now, make a cross on your forehead. Make a cross on your forehead and say, I am called.
I am called.
Come on, say it like you mean it. I am called. All right, you are called. And here's what I want you to do now. This time, you're going to dip your hand in the water, and then we're going to go out, and we're going to make a cross on the forehead of every person in church this morning. Don't leave anybody out. All right? You don't have to come back and re-dip. Just keep crossing. All right? And then when you do that, you're going to say, you are called. Practice that with me. You are called. Okay, so we got to get the choir. We got to get everybody. Got to get the folks up there in green. Everybody, okay, are you ready? Your hands nice and dipped?
Nope.
All right, everybody's got to have a cross in their forehead. They got to be reminded. You are called. Don't forget the folks in the back. Let's go. Go, go, go. It's time.
Did you put your hand in there, baby? Put your hand in there so you can get it wet.
It's okay.
Okay, you don't want to. That's
all right, would you go out and help me? All right, why don't you start in the middle here? Make crosses. Tell them you are called. You are called. You are called. You are called. Come on, spread yourselves around. Don't be bashful. We got a lot of people that need crosses. You are called. You are called. You are called. How are we doing, kids? You are called. Is anybody hasn't gotten a wet cross yet? We got some folks over here on this side. Boys, would you help me? Those folks over there, they're needing to be reminded. Way over there on that side. Go ahead. Go, go, go. You are called. Guys, these folks over here need some crosses. Come on. Help, help, help. Go, go, go. Hey, we have some people over here. Would you help me over here? You're my best crossmaker. Over here, or in this section over there. Yeah. Did we get everybody? Is there anybody left who has not been reminded that you are called? We mean this row? Oh, right here. Right, the closest one. Go get another dip and go get him. Right here. We got some more people right here. Church will be done right at dinner time, don't worry.
So we got to stay in here all day until dinner?
No, until we finish all the crosses. Did you get them? Right here in the back? Well, thanks, kids, for sharing in that time with us and for doing something so very, very important in reminding us that God calls each and every one of us to serve.